I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, February 26th. What to know about President Biden's first military action abroad and why his first State of the Union speech could be a target for a different type of attack. Also, what to expect from former President Trump this weekend, who will be giving his first major speech since leaving office. Plus, will you be willing to pay for some types of tweets? Why Lady Gaga is offering $500,000 reward, and how one of the biggest nights for TV and film is going bi-coastal. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's the first military action from the Biden administration. The U.S. launched airstrikes in Syria. American fighter jets dropped bombs on a command hub there. It's apparently where a couple Iranian-backed militia groups store weapons, and several facilities were destroyed. A UK-based human rights group says 17 people were killed in this strike. The Pentagon is saying these strikes were retaliation, meant to send a message to Iran and its militia not to launch any more rockets at U.S. forces in the Middle East. They're referring to what we told you earlier this month. Remember, a rocket attack killed an American civilian contractor in Iraq. It also hurt a U.S. service member and five other contractors. At least one U.S. official told Reuters the airstrike should punish the militias, but without taking severe enough action that it could actually lead to an even bigger conflict. So far, no response from Iran or Syria. To be continued. Security is staying tight around the U.S. Capitol for at least a little while longer. The acting Capitol Police Chief told lawmakers there are new extreme violent threats out there. She says some of the same militia groups that are tied to the January 6th Capitol invasion now plan to target President Biden's first State of the Union. That's the address the president gives to Congress and the American people every year. Congress has not set a date for this year's State of the Union yet, but acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman cited intelligence that found it's the next target for extremists. Specifically, Pittman said, there are people who want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many lawmakers as possible. It's still not clear how developed or serious these plans are, but Pittman says extra fencing does need to stay up and National Guard troops should continue to patrol the Capitol grounds until it's clear there's no longer a threat. Some members of Congress, though, had hoped it would go away sooner. They say the extra security measures added after last month's riot are costing taxpayers about $2 million a week. Eventually, the plan is to remove the extra fencing and military presence, but there's no exact timeline just yet. Once again, the world of American gymnastics is tangled in a sexual abuse crisis. A coach of the 2012 women's Olympic team was charged with human trafficking and sexually assaulting at least one teenager. He was supposed to turn himself in yesterday, but law enforcement officers say he died by suicide instead, just hours after the charges came down. John Gettert faced 24 felony charges and years in prison if convicted. Investigators have been looking into him for a while. They say he worked closely with Larry Nassar. Remember, Nassar is a former USA Gymnastics national team doctor accused of sexually assaulting hundreds of young women and girls. He's now in prison, where he'll spend the rest of his life. As for the John Gettert case, no official comment from his lawyer, but USA Gymnastics put out a statement saying it had hoped charges against Gettert would lead to justice. Instead, quote, we share the feelings of shock and our thoughts are with the gymnastics community as they grapple with the complex emotions of today's events. Well, happening this weekend, some of the biggest names in the Republican Party are coming together. And yes, that includes former President Donald Trump. The Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC for short, kicks off today. It's an event that happens every year, and usually it's all about how Republicans see their party and how they want it to look in the future. Well, this year, there are quite a few controversial topics on the agenda. One panel this morning is called, quote, Protecting Elections, Why Judges and Media Refuse to Look at Evidence. So speakers are expected to talk about former President Trump's voter fraud claims that were tossed out in many courts around the country. Other panels are about debt, abortion, education, big tech, and what's known as cancel culture. And then there's Sunday's headliner, former President Trump. This is going to be Trump's first major address since he left office last month. The Hill cited a source who said the former president is planning to attack President Biden's work so far. Specifically, he's expected to criticize Biden's immigration policies and his attitude toward China. But Trump is not expected to make a specific announcement yet on his own political comeback. But CPAC is usually a place for rising stars of the party to make their mark when they're eyeing a presidential run. So other rumored 2024 candidates will be making speeches this year, too. For example, Senators Ted Cruz of Texas, Rick Scott of Florida, and Josh Hawley of Missouri. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. If you have not tried Rothy's shoes yet, let me tell you, they're incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period. Apparently, it's thanks to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design, and whenever I find shoes that combine comfort and style, I'm sold. They even add in sustainability, so I can feel really good about buying from Rothy's. Yes, they've literally transformed tens of millions of bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. And Rothy's innovative manufacturing methods are also planet-friendly. Another major bonus, Rothy's are fully machine washable. Simply toss your shoes in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. Plus, Rothy's has a bunch of chic styles to choose from. It's no surprise their best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has more than 3,000 near-perfect reviews. And I give my Rothy's flats that I wear all the time 5 stars as well. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Okay, now back to the news. The 78th annual Golden Globe Awards are happening this Sunday. The awards show celebrates the best in film and television. But of course, this year it will look a little different than usual because of the pandemic. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will be hosting the show live, but they'll be socially distanced by about 3,000 miles. Fey will be hosting from Rockefeller Center in New York City. Poehler will be at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. But all of the nominees will accept their awards virtually from around the world. It's a big night for Hollywood. The event kicks off the start of awards season, with other big shows like the Grammys and Oscars to follow in the weeks and months ahead. If you want to watch the Golden Globes, they're set to air at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on NBC this Sunday night. It's a bizarre and disturbing robbery in Hollywood. Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot, and two of her French bulldogs were stolen. As of early this morning, the people responsible are still on the loose. Police say the dog walker was just taking the dogs for a walk as usual when a white car pulled over and two men got out. Apparently, there was a struggle and the dog walker ended up shot. He was critically injured, but is expected to survive. Now Lady Gaga is offering $500,000 to get her dogs back, no questions asked. At this point, it's not clear if the robbers knew the dogs belonged to her, but this is actually the latest in a string of violent French bulldog thefts in the last few months. French bulldogs can cost thousands of dollars, so many thieves have been after them for that reason alone. This time, police say they're looking at nearby security footage, hoping to get Lady Gaga's dogs back and punish the people responsible. A historic, controversial measure that has been decades in the making has now made it one step closer to becoming law. The LGBTQ rights bill called the Equality Act has passed in the U.S. House, but it faces an uncertain future since it seems like only about half of lawmakers support it. If it were to become law, the Equality Act would make it illegal for people in many industries to discriminate against anyone based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. That would be the case when it comes to employment, housing, education, credit, and more. Many Democrats and other supporters of this bill call this long overdue. For example, the advocacy group GLAAD put out a statement saying LGBTQ people should have the chance to belong, participate, and succeed in all areas of American life. But critics, including many Republicans, feel the bill threatens religious freedoms. They argue businesses should not be forced to embrace anything that goes against their religious beliefs. Others say they worry specifically about transgender women playing sports or being in locker rooms and bathrooms with other women. At this point, it's still not law. The bill had enough votes to pass in the House, mostly along party lines, but now it heads to the Senate, where it would need some more Republican support. The iconic brand Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. Toy maker Hasbro says it's dropping the Mr. from the brand's name, and from now on, it'll just go by Potato Head. That said, despite the brand change, the toys will pretty much stay the same as they have for the last 70 years. Hasbro says it will still sell the iconic Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head toys, but starting in the fall, it'll sell kits that let kids create their own type of potato families, including two moms or two dads. For the first time, Twitter is planning to give people the option to charge money for their tweets. It would essentially be a subscription service called Superfollow. And here's how it could work. Some of Twitter's most popular users, whether they're celebrities, businesses, or just regular people, could create bonus content. Then their followers would pay a small fee for it. It could include things like extra tweets, exclusive videos, newsletters, or discounts. Twitter says it wants people on the platform to get paid directly from fans, and of course, Twitter would also take a cut. It would be Twitter's first ever paid product. Twitter also talked about another upcoming feature called communities that could be something like Facebook groups. But so far, there's no specific launch date for either feature. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we talk about one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. We all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it's part of your daily routine. And that's why I appreciate Ritual's transparent approach. They have a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. In fact, I first heard about Ritual vitamins from my doctor, and the more I looked into them, the more I became a fan. And now I've been taking them for months. I also appreciate that I don't feel like I have to hold my nose when taking these pills, and they've never upset my stomach. I can take them with or without food. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping always. And you can get your money back for your first order if you don't love Ritual within your first month. So get your key nutrients with Ritual. And right now, the Newsworthy listeners can get a discount. You can get 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about a man who dropped out of college, then decades later, donated millions of dollars to that same college. Calvin Tyler Jr. left what's now Morgan State University nearly 60 years ago. He says he had to drop out because he couldn't afford it. So instead, he became a UPS driver. Tyler eventually worked his way up at that company to senior vice president of U.S. operations. But he never forgot where he started and the feeling of dropping out of college. So he decided to give the school $20 million. His money will go toward scholarships for other students who can't afford a college education. Officials say they believe this is the largest gift a former student has ever given to a historically black university. And this wasn't even Tyler's first contribution. He created the scholarship fund in 2002 and donated $5 million to the school 5 years ago. In the years since, his fund has paid for 46 full tuition scholarships and 176 partial scholarships. Of course, now his contributions are about to help a lot more students get an education. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.